It's another cardiac monitor. And in this one, it measures your heartbeat. And in fact, what it does is it measures three different waves relative to what an electrocardiogram reads. And it turns out that some people have an abnormally high one of the waves called a T wave. And in fact, to make it more accurate, there's a mathematical formulation that basically filters this information and takes it out. Now, what I'd like to show you are the two claims side by side. So the claim on the left is the one that was found patent eligible. The claim on the right, it was found patent ineligible. And for me, like I said, for me, life is pretty straightforward. Diagnostic claims are not patentable. When I read this, what I found really confusing is that the Federal Circuit upheld the claim on the left in green on ALICE Step 1. And ALICE Step 1, if you remember, is the claim directed to one of the ineligible categories, a natural law, an abstract idea. In this case, the question was it directed to an abstract idea? And they said, no, because this is a wonderful device. It does something really useful. You can tell the difference between atrial fibrillation and VTAC, and that's a great thing. So, in fact, they said, we're going to let it go. It passes step one. Once you pass step one, I mean, or once you clear step one, the discussion is over. With the claim on the right, and you can see, to me, at least, the claims, the language looks very similar. They said, does it pass step one? Is it directed to one of the patent ineligible subject matters? And they said, no, it's an abstract idea. This idea of the big thing was the T-wave filter. And in fact, what they said was, they said it doesn't pass step one because it's not a specific improvement of the computer's functionality. And the use of the filter, use of a filter, not this filter, the use of a filter to perform mathematical functions is not a new activity. Well, I mean, that's true for you know, any time you would use any kind of filter. In the end, they said, doesn't pass step one. Let's go to step two. And then they basically repeated the same things they said for step one. They said it's an abstract idea. They also said the other components were conventional. The T-wave filter or a filter has been used before. And in the end, you're just talking about collecting data, analyzing it with this calculation and displaying and monitoring it. To me, though, when I looked at the two opinions, you could have put the two claims and just switched them, and the rationale would have applied both ways, except for one thing, and Michael pointed this, you know, made this a bigger thing, is if you look at this one claim on that's red, the frequency domain T-wave filter was discretionarily applied. So the data went to a person, and the person decided whether to put the filter in. But to me, that's like turning your hairdryer to a different, you know, setting. I mean, it still means the device has the ability to do it. This is not a method claim. This is a device. So for me, I've now entered your world where I'm very confused.
And I'll jump in. I'm like I'm the software perspective, right? And that's where I live. And I did, we had a great discussion yesterday kind of prepping to get ready to talk to y'all. And I'd look at these two claims, and what I saw two things, right? So one, when I look at the claim that wasn't allowed, I have a shorthand I use for a certain claim called the thinking of a number claim. And what I find is if you start with a number, and then you play some formulas on the number, and you come out with a number, and you stop. And all you did the whole time was think of a number and think of different things to do with it, that doesn't tend to be very productive, and they're not going to be happy with that. And when I read that claim, I see that, you know, we have a detector. So we're creating this stream of data, and then we apply a filter to the stream of data, and we finish with a stream of data with a filter applied. And then they stop. So the good news was they did have a sensor at the front, so that helps, but we didn't really take another step. We just sort of took a stream of data and filtered it and got a stream of data and we're finished, yay. And if I'm drafting a case to try and be as robust as I can and successful as I can realizing that there's some judges or some examiners that are going to say, I don't care, I would probably have tried to put in something that created a trigger, a UI change, an event, something that saw the data as filtered and said, oh, that means something. I can do something with that. And so, and if you look at the claim on the left, they generate an event. Now the funny part was we're having this conversation like, hey, they generate an event based on an assessment that it's atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. So they did look at the data, they analyzed the data, and they came up with something, and that threw an event, and then suddenly I've done more than just look at data. Now, of course, Gina then said, yes, but that's diagnostic. That's bad. You don't want to say But they weren't looking at it from a law of nature standpoint.
Right.
And I'm going to add something else. I mean, just from a litigation standpoint, when we're briefing these 101 claims, one of the hard things about this decision is that it really blurs the lines between how do I distinguish step one and how do I distinguish step two. Because what the court did here was they said, well, let's look at they tried to distinguish the earlier case, the case in Green, by saying that in that case, the cardiac monitoring technique was something that had never previously been used. It was new. While the record here, they said, look, the T-wave filter, that's not new. And that just seems like a really odd way to distinguish something at step one as to whether it's an abstract idea, right? To me, that's a step two analysis. Right. Is there an inventive concept there? And from the litigation side, you know, you kind of think, oh, wow, they've mixed up step one and they've mixed up step two. And it can be really, really confusing.